And we're back, Auto Influence, with your current auto news headlines for the week of July 19th, including yesterday's long-awaited reveal of the mid-engine C8 Corvette Stingray, rumors of Ford taking aim at the Gladiator, and a complete refusal to mention Area 51. Well, except for just then when I just did that. But okay, let's get down to it. Providing an update from last week's episode regarding Ford's controversy surrounding the DPSX transmission, the Detroit Free Press had reported that Ford, quote, knowingly launched two low-priced, fuel-efficient cars with defective transmissions and continued selling the troubled Focus and Fiesta despite thousands of complaints and an avalanche of repairs, end quote. This week, Ford offered a formal rebuttal to the claims, which some felt was a response not to the DFP claims, but to the call for review by Congress, specifically by the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. As one might expect, the statement aims to explain the scenario from Ford's perspective and rationalize their actions against certain claims. It's pretty lengthy, so we're not going to bore you with it all here, but for those interested, you can find the link to the transcript, which includes annotations from the Detroit Free Press, included in this podcast at autoinfluence.com. And the rumor mill continues to whirl regarding the possibility of an off-road pickup variant of the Ford Bronco, which is slated for a mid-2020 debut. While it's merely speculation at this point, most every trade publication seems to be running with the story, along with the indication that Ford plans to present the vehicle as a direct competitor to the truck-styled, yet trail-ready, Jeep Gladiator. And while it's easy to see how easy it would be to launch such an offering using the existing Ranger and Bronco underpinnings, it's unlikely that we'd see such a vehicle debut anytime, at least in the next 3 years. In fact, it seems equally unlikely that Ford would show their hands in regard to this project anytime soon, leaving us to wonder if they're simply chumming the waters to test consumer interest in the idea. Now, this past Thursday, July 18th, was the day Corvette fans have been waiting for, with reveal of the mid-engine C8 Corvette Stingray taking place inside of a converted World War II hangar in Tustin, California. Considered to be the most dramatic re-engineering of the Corvette across its storied 66-year history, the rear placement of the engine, adjustable suspension with GPS-linked memory, and surprising storage options seems to have ticked a lot of boxes, delivering on the high level of anticipation that had awaited it. Now, if you're interested in taking a closer look at the reveal, you can check out the official video, which we've included also in this podcast at autoinfluence.com. Now, we'll also include a link to Chevy's official press announcement, which provides a full breakdown of specs, options, and capabilities. And, well, considering how big of a headline that reveal was, it's hardly surprising that there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of other things going on elsewhere at GM. That said, let's keep moving on. Now, despite strong performance over the last 3 years, FCA was subjected to the sting of Wall Street this week after Goldman Sachs chose to initiate a sell rating in their recommendations to investors. Prompted by what they perceive as a limited scope for further earnings, Goldman Sachs' assessment forced FCA shares to plummet in value by 5.1%. Granted, this might be little more than just a blip, but regulatory issues in Europe, volatility in Latin American economies, and the automakers' perceived failure at keeping up with the technological advancements of other competitors were listed as prime factors in the Goldman Sachs assessment. The 2019 Jeep Wrangler seems to be held in high regard by the team over at Kelley Blue Book, having made their list of 10 best SUVs under $30,000 and topping the ranks of best resale value and 5-year cost-to-own value. But after beating 350 other models for various citations, it has earned KBB's coveted pick for most awarded car of 2019 for, quote, delivering an unmatched combination of leading 4x4 capability, increased fuel efficiency courtesy of several powertrain options, including a new 2-liter mild hybrid with e-torque technology, more ride comfort, more interior comfort, and advancements in safety and technology. Kudos to everyone involved. While it was a relatively slow news week over at Toyota and Lexus, it has been alleged that, beginning in 2022, both lineups will have begun migrating to a standardized platform. That platform will be Mazda-sourced, rear-wheel drive, and powered by an inline-six engine. Of course, this kind of news isn't much of a surprise based on the close relationship between Toyota and Mazda, but it does lend a sense of credence to the rumblings of a full-blown merger, even if execs from both teams have been clear in their denial of that possibility. Now, just a moment ago, we talked about Jeep's success in the eyes of Kelley Blue Book, but over at Honda, congratulations are also in order, with the automaker establishing itself as their most awarded brand for 2019. Credited to the inclusion of the Accord, Civic, CR-V, and Odyssey among their 10 most awarded cars list, and the Accord, Civic, Clarity plug-in hybrid, CR-V, Odyssey, and Pilot all ranking among their best buy picks. Suffice it to say that another round of kudos seems apropos. And Honda's stateside presence in the EV market to date has been lackluster, to say the least. Sure, there's the Clarity EV, but it seems fair to describe that particular offering as somewhat unpopular. That said, Honda has released its first European offering built from the ground up to be an electric vehicle, and now they've confirmed that US vehicles will be built upon an all-new modular platform beginning in 2025. According to Ayamu Matsuo, Honda's managing officer, quote, "This new architecture is designed to achieve smooth driving and highly efficient packaging. We believe that it will meet the needs of customers who like our C-segment and D-segment models," end quote. The platform is expected to deliver both rear-wheel and all-wheel drive versions and has been described as battery cell agnostic, meaning that it can use a wider range of batteries from a wider variety of suppliers. And in dealerships across the country, Acura fans can now find the 2020 Acura MDX and MDX Sport Hybrid available for purchase. Priced to start at $44,000 and $52,900 respectively, the appeal of the MDX is accentuated by its standing as the best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time, and 7 consecutive years of outselling almost all of their competitors. While it's certainly subject to change, as is deemed appropriate, Hyundai has released a tentative breakdown of their 2020 lineup, indicating which models will be changed and which ones will go unchanged in the model year to come. In terms of full carryovers, models that will remain unchanged include the Elantra GT, Veloster, Veloster N, Santa Fe, Nexo, Kona, Kona Electric, and Tucson. Models which will receive a fresh debut include the Palisade, Venue, Sonata, and Sonata Hybrid. This leaves small changes to be made to the Accent, Elantra, and the Ioniq. And Hyundai has announced their creation of the world's first active shift control transmission, which improves efficiency by assessing gear shifts 500 times every second to prompt adjustments to the transmission rotation speed, allowing for expedited shift times. This allows it to transcend the trappings of conventional hybrids, where the absence of torque converters extends shift times due to energy loss. Set to make its debut in the new Sonata Hybrid, the ASC has been built almost exclusively for integration into Hyundai and Kia's hybrid offerings. Nissan has issued a recall for 91,319 light-duty Titan pickups equipped with gasoline engines and built between April of 2016 and October of 2019. The recall centers around the alternator's wiring harness, which may or may not have been damaged during the installation. That damage could cause an electrical short, leading to such minor issues as interior light flickers and such major issues as full engine stall. That said, the fix is a basic one, and notifications have already been sent out to affected consumers. And in what might be described as the strangest story of the week, Tesla's all-new Roadster, currently slated for production in 2021, sparked some buzz courtesy of the optional SpaceX package that will be made available for it. The impressive core specs for the base Roadster allow for 620 miles of all-electric range, as well as a 1.9-second sprint to 60 miles an hour. But on top of that, the SpaceX package will include cold air thrusters, which are basically the automotive equivalent of small rocket engines. Designed to dramatically improve acceleration, top speed, braking, and cornering, it was even suggested that SpaceX may, quote, even allow a Tesla to fly, end quote.
Great Scott!
Or at least, hover.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
In fact, Elon Musk addressed the possibility of a Tesla Roadster hover test on Twitter, indicating that one might actually take place by the end of 2020. That's it. Flying cars are right around the corner. Which wraps things up for us pretty quickly today. So if you hate to see us go but love to watch us leave, you are in luck. As always, join us here next week for all your current auto news headlines. And yep, you guessed it. Say hi to your mom for me.